请大家咧一齐嚟到同我去打开你本圣经啦，或者我哋系睇我哋嘅PowerPoint。我哋准备要读出嘅经文咧就系、记载响路加福音二章八到二十节嘅。咁我哋响 PowerPoint 要睇到嘅咧就系、新译本嘅。咁而家佢打出英文嘅，咁我先读英文啦吓。咁So the front time will be the reading Bible timed, and let me just let you open the Bible to Romans chapter 2 verses 8 to 20. So let me just read it out and let everybody read it, you know, in our heart. So this chapter is talking about the shepherds and the angels. Verse 8. And in the region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, and who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you, and you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to the God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, And let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in their heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, and it had been told them. 中文咧嘅圣经，我哋系取自响新译本本嘅翻译本度。咁路加福音二章八到二十节嗰度讲，在哦 ，OK， 咁请听我读啦，或者你打开你哋本圣经吓。咁啊，二节唔系二章八节至到十六节二十节咁讲，在伯利恒的郊外有一些牧人在夜间看守羊群。主的一位使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，他们就非常害怕。天使说：不要怕，看啊，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要找着一个婴孩包着布卧在麦槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使一起赞美神说：在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。众天使离开他们升天去了。那些牧人彼此说：我们往伯利恒去，看看主所指示我们已经成就的事。他们急忙去了，找到玛利亚、约瑟和那卧在马槽里的婴孩。他们见过以后，就把天使对他们论这孩子的话传开了。听见的人都希冀牧人所说的事，玛利亚把这一切放在心里，反复思想。牧人因为听见的和看见的，正像天使对他们所说的一样，就回去了，把荣耀赞美归于神。我哋读经读笔，我哋以下嘅时间咧，我哋系讲道嘅时间。我哋今日有我哋嘅主任牧师喺我哋当中，佢嘅讲题咧就会系低端嘅人不被遗弃，因为福音是他们的。So the following time will be the sermon time, and we just like to pass this time to our senior pastor, Reverend Law. And the title of his sermon is the Gospel through Love and Populations.
回顾今年发生咁多事。
Reflect on everything that happened in 2017.
所以最难忘、最开心咧，就系教会有机会去接待一家嘅叙利亚难民。
One of the most memorable memory is our chance to receive the Syrian family.
系今年嘅十一月，就今年嘅六月十一号。
This year June 11th.
全温哥华咧150间教会一个联合嘅主题。
There were 150 Vancouver churches that have one unified theme.
个题目叫做咧Welcome the Stranger, One City, One Message.
And the theme was One City, One Message.
即系简单嚟讲，全个城市希望咧150间教会一齐讲同一个主题，就系咧欢迎呢班嘅寄居者或者呢班外人接待班外人。
And 150 churches came together to talk about welcoming the stranger.
我记得嗰日咧，我哋请咗个牧者咧，系叫 Pastor Ellie， 佢系服侍一班喺温哥华嘅难民。
And the pastor was Pastor Ellie.
咁咧，佢专系服侍嗰啲讲阿拉伯话同埋讲库尔德族话嘅难民。
And they were serving refugees that speak Arabic.
咁咧就啱啱咧喺佢讲之前咧，我哋收到政府通知嗰个难民咧，下个礼拜就到啦。
And that was the day that received notification from the government that our approval has been granted.
其实我哋都唔好知点做，好惊。
And we were very nervous and we didn't know what to do.
但原来呢个 pastor 咧，佢好愿意帮手。
And Pastor Ali was very helpful.
又识讲嗰个难民嗰啲嘅言语。
And he spoke the language of the Syrian family.
佢帮助我哋教会咧去机场咧接待呢个叙利亚难民家庭一家四口。
And he helped us go to the airport to receive the family.
呢就系当佢接机嘅图画。
And these are pictures of us receiving the family in the airport.
好记得咧，当日我哋去申请呢个嘅服侍嘅机会嘅时候
，When we started this journey，
即系又好惊，因为唔识做，未做过。
We're very nervous and we didn't know what to do.
亦都由零开始去筹款帮助呢个家庭。
And we started from ground zero and fundraise for this family.
就睇到神咧一路咁祝福我哋。
And we've seen all the great works from God.
你透过咧一个识讲佢话嘅牧师帮手啦。
And through a pastor that spoke their language.
弟兄姊妹嗰个嘅参与啦。
And the participation from all the brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹咧乐意用奉献嚟到支持啦。
And we are very, everybody is very helpful and to donate.
我记得头两个嘅奉献系点嚟嘅咧
？The first two offerings.
第一个咧系我另一间教会讲道。
Came from preaching at a church.
讲完道之后，嗰间教会嘅领袖话：牧师，照你教会想做接待难民嘅服事。
And one of the brother and sister said, if you guys are willing to receive the family.
佢话我哋教会做唔到啦，我啲钱奉献俾你教会做啦咁样。
If our church can't do it, we're willing to offer money so that to support your church to receive the family.
另一个咧，个姊妹喺网上 Facebook 话：，我想咧奉献帮助呢个难民嘅事工。
And another time was through a sister on Facebook saying that she wanted to participate.
所以头两个奉献都系嚟出边啲人。
So the first two offering actually came outside of the church.
所以睇到咧，上帝透过啲工作帮助我哋咧，可以睇到上帝供应。
And we definitely see how God has provided for us.
好多谢咧，弟兄姊妹一齐去同呢个家庭一家四口同行喺加拿大嘅第一段嘅好难忘嘅生活。
And thank you for everybody who have walked with this family the first few months.
我一齐同个女咧庆祝第一个嘅两岁生日。
And we celebrated her first 2 years old birthday.
一起咧请佢哋家人嚟个教会嘅社区同乐日
，and we ask them to participate in our community day。
又请佢哋啲亲戚咧表演叙利亚嘅音乐
，and we ask their family to perform in their music。
我哋揾啲人咧识讲佢啲话，向佢小朋友咧分享耶稣嘅福音
，and we ask people who speak their language to share the gospel with the children。
又同佢大女庆祝咧第一个嘅加拿大嘅五岁生日。
And we also celebrated the first fifth birthday of their older daughter.
啱啱同佢爸爸庆祝第一个嘅加拿大生日。
And we also celebrate their dad's first birthday in Canada.
啱啱又带咗啲家庭咧去咗 serve 一间讲阿拉伯话嘅教会嘅圣诞崇拜，听福音。
And we also took them to Arabic Christmas service in December.
顶住亦都咧好愿意咧送啲圣诞礼物俾呢个家庭。
And we all also generously gave them some Christmas gifts.
弟兄姊妹好爱呢个家庭。
And brother and sister really love this family.
虽然我哋同佢唔同言语、唔同种族、唔同肤色。
Although we spoke different language, different culture, and different ethnic background.
但正如头先嘅信息一样，我哋 welcome the stranger， 好愿意咧接待呢班嘅外人。
Just like this message, we welcome the strangers.
慢慢学习咧，唔当佢哋外人。
And we learn to not treat them as strangers.
不过世界上不是这么地方的人这么幸福。
But not everybody in the world is as.
最近呢個月睇好多新聞，關於呢叫 low end population 低端人口。
And over the news, there's a new topic called low end population.
講到北京咧，300万嘅人咧都係嚟自外省嚟到工作嘅。
And there's tens and thousands of people migrants from other provinces into Beijing.
佢哋係低學歷、低收入、低工作種。
And they have low level of education, income, background.
跟住咧，因為一場嘅火災緣故咧，政府整頓呢班嘅叫 low end population 呢間低端人口嘅嗰個住宅嘅地區。
And due to a large tragic fire, the government launched a safety crackdown overnight to target low end population.
好多人咧喺短時間之內、幾日之內咧要執拾啲家眷咧、執拾啲物品，即刻要離開嗰個地方。
In which eventually evolved into a mass evictions of tens and thousands of migrant workers.
呢幅就係好經典嘅圖畫，一個媽媽抱住個仔，孭住袋佢嘅物品，周圍要咧去走。
And this is a picture of a woman carrying her son and a lot of things, you know, during evacuation.
喺冬天咧，流落街頭一個好慘嘅一個圖畫。
And basically found herself homeless in the streets of Beijing.
所以咧，真係做低端人口都幾陰公，被歧視。
So there's a lot of discrimination against low-end population in Beijing.
無權無勢。
They have no power and they have no money.
甚至乎願意幫你嘅人都唔多。
And there's very little people who are willing to help you.
所以睇啲新聞之後，再睇翻今日聖經所講嘅故事。
So when we look at these news and reflect on the words of God,
更加好強烈嘅對比，有好大嘅震撼嘅感覺。
There's really a big, huge contrast that really moves our heart.
就係上帝好願意呢班低端人咧認同啊。
That is God's identify with these low-end people.
好特別，即係呢班即係人咧去接信息嘅係班牧羊人。
And the group of people who receive the message is a group of shepherds.
耶穌降生時候都喺好特別嘅地方去出現。
And Jesus was born in a very special place.
喺一開始時候經文提到咧，佢話喺二章一至七節講到凱撒、奧古士督頒令咧，要啲人去回鄉註冊報税。
And in Luke chapter two, Caesar Augustus asked everyone to be registered.
經文提到瑪利亞帶住肚都要行一段好長嘅路。
Mary was pregnant and she had to walk a long way home in order to be registered.
臨生嘅時候都揾唔到地方。
And when she was about to give birth, and she can't even find a place to give birth.
我呢度講少少關於個經文一啲嘅大家未必啱嘅一啲嘅理解。
Let's talk about a few things about the.
啲經文咧第七節講到最尾嘅話咧，喺客店揾唔到地方啊 ，the inn.
And in the passage, it talks about how she couldn't find a place, and she found herself in an inn.
所以好多经文咧，或者好多嘅故事讲到咧，有个嘅 innkeeper， 一个客店嘅经理或者一个店主出嚟话：，冇房啊，冇房啊咁样。
And many passages talks about innkeeper saying there's no more room.
呢位神秘人咧，圣经从来冇提过嘅。
And the passage never talk about the secret person.
更大问题就系呢个关于叫客店嘅个名字咧，其实圣经出现咗三次啫。
And there's three times in the passage that talks about inn.
其中兩次就喺馬可福音同埋路加福音22章。
And two times in the New Testament in Mark and in Luke.
都譯做咧係客房啊同埋房間嘅啫。
And the translation was guest room or simply a room.
從來就唔係旅店啊、motel 啊，呢從來唔係嗰啲嘢嚟嘅。
Never talk about motel or inn.
所以最新嘅 NIV 本要係 guest room， 係一個客房嚟嘅，係間客房。
So in the latest NIV version, they refer it as a guest room.
因为当时约瑟应该有啲亲人咧，佢嚟自嗰个城市啊嘛，在嗰个祖籍应该系有亲人咧住喺伯利恒，有亲戚喺度住嘅。
So Joseph probably have relatives that live in Bethlehem.
所以应该就唔系住喺客栈，应该住喺亲戚屋企。
So he most likely is living at a home of a relative.
但无论如何，跟住佢系要俾希律王追杀，又走难去埃及。
He was being pursued by Herod.
但无论对唔住，睇埋呢幅图画先，嗰幅系屋企古代嘅，即系耶稣时代嘅屋企嘅图画。
And this is a picture of an ancient housing style.
当楼上嗰个 living room 咧冇位时候咧，或者客嗰个客房冇位就落楼下咧嗰个嘅动物住嘅地方嚟到生耶稣。
So if the living room ran out of space upstairs, they would have to go downstairs to the manger.
当时动物咧就唔系住喺另一间屋里边嘅。
And back in the days, the animals were not living inside.
啲动物住间屋同你一齐住嘅。
The animals actually live.Inside a home with you.
因为动物好矜贵嘅，唔系俾佢俾人放出边俾人偷，俾人咁容易偷。
Because back in the days, the animals are very precious. They're afraid of being, you know, theft of stealing them.
但無論如何咧，都唔係一個最理想嘅地方。
But regardless, it's not really ideal place to stay.
特別係過咗海嘅另一邊，凱撒嗰個嘅王宮。
Especially on the other side of the Caesar Palace.
大家都係皇帝。
They're both king.
一個就住喺呢個地方，馬槽降生。
One of them live in a manger and being born in there.
羅馬皇帝就住喺呢個地方。
The Roman emperor lives in this palace.
瞓嘅牀都唔同啊嘛。
The bed is quite different.
你头先提过，仲要跟住又要好快俾人追杀。
And again, they're being pursued.
耶稣系个难民。
Jesus is a refugee.
驮住肚子已经走啦。妈妈驮住嘅时候要走难啦，要。
While Mary was pregnant, they were already being pursued.
出世冇耐又要走落埃及。
After he was born, he ran to Egypt.
所以耶稣真系个难民嚟，周围走。
So Jesus was definitely a refugee.
所以好特別的地方就係耶穌一開始出世時候，天使向班牧人去顯現。
And when he was born, angel was there to witness the birth.
唔係喺耶路撒冷嘅聖殿喎。
Not in Jerusalem.
唔係向祭司文士顯現。
Not to the priests or Pharisees.
反而喺班當時嘅低端人物嘅牧羊人顯現。
But the angel appears to the low-end population back in the days, which is the shepherds.
因为当时咧，虽然喺圣经里边咧，牧羊人一个好正面嘅一个图画，牧羊人。
Although in the Holy Bible, the shepherds were very positive.
但系当时嘅文化里边咧，牧羊人咧就唔系咁好嘅名声。
But back in the days, the nomadic shepherds do not have a very good reputation.
佢哋讲嘢信唔过噶。
They're basically untrustworthy.
甚至佢系一个不洁嘅，都唔能够入圣殿嘅人嚟。
And back in the days, they were regarded as unclean.
所以好特别，福音第一个信息系俾班牧羊人去听。
So it's very special that the first good news was received by the shepherds.
好特别系嘛？要将两幅图画放埋一齐，更加精彩。
So when you put the two pictures together, it's very unique.
我话咧系即系上帝差遣天使向班居无定所嘅流浪者分享一位。Homeless son, 一位无家可归嘅基督耶稣。
So God sends angels to invite these homeless strangers to welcome His homeless son into the world.
系幅好精彩图画。
It's a very special picture.
一班睇唔起嘅人。
A group of low-end people.
一个冇自己床、冇自己屋嘅基督耶稣呢位新生王。
You know, a newborn king that is basically homeless without a home.
今日。耶稣就系咁样去与低端人去认同。
And today Jesus identified with low-end people.
经文喺22章17节又讲到留意耶稣。
In Luke chapter 2 verse 17, it talks about focusing on Jesus.
今日都系，今日我哋圣诞节我哋好忙。
We're very busy during Christmas.
我哋忙于买好多礼物，去好多嘅唔同嘅party 聚会食嘢开餐。
We're busy buying gifts, going to different parties.
我忙到可能好多嘢 distract 或者系咧分散咗注意力。
We're so busy that really distracted from the focus。
嗱，经文话嗰班牧羊人话，特别咧将关于呢个小朋友嘅故事，佢特别留意。
And the passage,
因为故事传开。
And the passage asks us to really focusing on the child, you know, about the story about the child。
今日我哋冇留意呢位 BB 就系嗰个嘅重点咧。
And nowadays, do we really focus on the birth of Jesus?
不過再諗真啲，除耶穌之外，有另一個好緊要重點喎。
And if we reflect a bit more, there's another main point other than Jesus.
Charlie Bang 有個嘅故事，關於咧聖誕節有咩意思咧
？So there is a story about from Charlie Brown about what Jesus is all about. So what Christmas is all about?
聖誕節有咩意思啊？咁樣
？What's the purpose of Christmas?
佢好多嘅討論啦。
A lot of discussions.
另外，可能有圖畫你見過啦。圣诞节咩系原因啊
？What's the purpose of Christmas？
我都会话咧 ，Jesus is the reason for the season。
So we usually say Jesus is the reason for the season。
系啦，所以圣诞节咧，耶稣就系圣诞节嘅主要原因咁样。
Jesus is the main point of Christmas。
都可以啱嘅。
That's technically right。
不过其实有更紧要嘅信息呢度冇讲。
There's another very important message that this picture is missing。
就系讲咗冇留咗讲就系 is for you 系为你嘅。
It didn't talk about the story is Christmas is for you。
耶稣为你而降生。
Jesus born because of you。
耶稣为你钉身十架。
Jesus died on a cross because of you。
头先小朋友唱首诗歌，其中一句咧，好触动我嘅心。
And there's one line from the hymns that the kids are singing just now.
有几多爸爸愿意咧为你牺牲个仔 ？How many fathers would give up their son for you?
How many fathers would give up their sons for you?
系啊，会为你牺牲个仔咧，会。
To give up their sons for you.
你先系嗰个重点。
You are the focus of Christmas.
基督为你降生。
Jesus is born because of you.
为你而死。
Die for you.
所以今朝希望咧，当中嘅朋友机会咧，接你份最紧要嘅圣诞礼物。
And this morning we hope that you can receive this gift.
即系可以食好多好嘢。
Eat a lot of good food.
去旅行。
Go on trips.
去完又点啊
？But what's that? What's after that?
食完又点咧
？After eat, what's then?
登埋 Facebook 又点咧 ？Instagram 又点啊
？After posting everything on Facebook, Instagram, what now?
但如果你有机会认识。基督耶稣是最开心、最宝贵圣诞礼物。
But the most precious gift in Christmas is to know Jesus.
盼望你都可以机会收呢份嘅圣诞礼物。
We hope that you can receive this gift.
亦都多谢教会有机会俾我哋去服侍其他社区里边比较低端嘅人。
And we're thankful for the opportunity to serve the low end people.
啱啱我喺10月12号咧服侍 VUM 一班嘅140个嘅朋友，都系嚟自温东嘅一班嘅朋友。
And then over December, we have an opportunity to serve a group of friends from East Vancouver.
多谢咧，啲小朋友预备好多嘅圣诞卡啦，我小朋友整嘅。
And we're very thankful for the cards prepared by our kids.
另外，我哋有咧一齐去为佢影相啦，影啲圣诞嘅相。
And we have a photo booth.
亦都有一齐去有联合嘅赞美队。
And also a worship team.
一起去透過不同的禮物去分享聖誕的信息和愛。
And we also have gifts to share the spirit of Christmas.
明天我們會去溫哥華東區在明甲希頂的地方。
And tomorrow we'll have a chance to go to downtown Eastside.
服侍當地的無家可歸者。
To serve the local homeless people.
12點半為我們祈禱好嗎？
Tomorrow, 12:30, please pray for us.
我深信聖誕節是向更多即系唔系好似我咁有福气嘅人咧，去分享神嘅爱。
Christmas is about sharing to those who doesn't know Jesus。
好多人都系无家可归。
Many people are without homes。
更加好多人系好孤单，揾唔到爱。
Many people are lonely and without love。
所以去到咧今日第二个重点。
The second point of today's message。
上帝唔单止咧与低端人咧认同啊。
God not only identify with low-end people。
佢令我震撼就系神竟然透呢班低端人物。去分享上帝的信息。
I'm also overwhelmed that God is using the low-end people to spread the gospel.
是竟然用这班牧羊人去分享这个这么紧要的信息。
And to use the shepherds to share such an important message.
所以讲下另一个大家一般来讲都看错的经文。
And I will also share another common mistake.
我们看很多的圣诞卡啊或者是圣诞的剧啊都是讲到东方三个博士和牧羊人同场一起敬拜耶稣。
It's commonly believed that there's three wise men that come to visit Jesus.
那三位博士是来自马太福音的经文。
And the three wise men came from Matthew.
查实这个是错的。
It's actually wrong.
他这班人从来没有相遇过的。
This group of people actually never met.
根据圣经的记载，其实耶稣出生之后，跟着牧羊人第一班来敬拜他的人就是牧羊人。
The first group of people that actually visit Jesus was the shepherds.
跟住耶稣咧再长大咗啲。
And then when Jesus was a bit older,
跟住咧三博士先再嚟敬拜佢。
And then the wise men came to visit.
所以正讲咧，耶稣已经变咗一个小孩啦，已经系。
By then, Jesus was actually a little child already.
希律王已经系杀咗两岁以下嘅小朋友。
King Herod already killed all the kids under two.
所以记得啦，牧羊人同三博士咧系从来冇相遇过嘅。
So please remember, the shepherds and the wise men actually never came face to face.
佢更加啦，好有意思就系，咦，竟然咧第一班将啲信息传开嘅唔系三博士。
So it's very interesting that the first group that met Jesus actually weren't the wise men.
竟然系就呢班最低端人睇唔起不洁嘅牧羊人。
It was actually a group of low-end people, unclean shepherds.
所以今日天使喺天上宣告耶稣降生。
So from above, the angels proclaim the birth of the Savior.
喺地上透过牧羊人将呢个咁紧要信息去话俾人听。
And on earth, the shepherds were used to witness this historical moment.
所以今日我哋有三样嘢 透過牧羊人當中可以學習到點樣將福音去分享。
So today, there's three things that we can learn from the shepherds on how to share the gospel.
唔好話我哋唔掂，唔好話你唔得。
Let's not say that we're not qualified.
牧羊人都唔係好得嘅。
The shepherds are actually not qualified as well.
但神用呢班人將福音話俾人聽。
But Jesus used these shepherds to share the good news with people.
牧羊人有三個特色。
There's three things about the shepherds.
佢班係有單純或者單純信心嘅人。
They're a group of very simple-minded people.
或 simple faith 啊，單純信心嘅人。
Simple faith.
二章十同十一節咁講經文話咧，佢話，佢話今日大衛城裏邊話你生咗救主就係主基督，你哋會找咗嬰孩包著布卧在馬槽裏，這就是記號了。
And in Luke 2, and the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And the baby was wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger."
啲講明係救主嘛。
The Savior.
重要係好緊要，佢萬眾期待呢位為到萬民而生嘅救主。
And it's a Messiah that was born for everyone.
竟然係一個 BB。
And it's a baby.
仲要係唔俾塊布包住。
And it's just a baby wrapped in swaddling cloth.
放喺个马槽嗰度。
In a manger.
应该系皇宫噶嘛。
It should be in a palace.
系嘛？应该系一个高大威猛又靓仔嘅救世者，系嘛
？It should be a tall and handsome.
乜都唔系。
It's nothing.
但系啲牧羊人冇问题。
But the shepherds were okay with that.
就咁就信啦。
They believed.
今日我哋需要对福音再一次认真去思考。
And today we need to reflect on the gospel.
我哋冇即系去最赞叹福音嗰个精彩神嘅计划。
Do we appreciate, you know, the God from the plan from God?
系用信心去接受呢个信息。
Do we receive it with faith?
真系唔系好 make sense 噶，唔系好合逻辑嘅系嘛
？It doesn't make sense if you look closely at the story.
咁紧要嘅人物
，such an important person,
竟然系个 BB.
It's a person. It's a baby.
仲要瞓喺马槽嗰度。
It's sleeping in the manger.
就是这样去接受，这样相信。
And they just receive it and accept that as the truth.
第二样更精彩就是他一班寻道的人。
And the second point is a group of seekers.
他们呢真的去主动去寻找这些真相，寻找真理。
They proactively seek the truth.
刚才经文讲到十五十六节讲到经文就是说讲到 BB 和马槽而已。
The passage talks about the baby and the manger.
没有地址。
Didn't have an address.
冇 Google Map.
No Google Map.
点揾咧
？How do they find him?
即系逐家揾啦，系嘛
？Well, I guess they have to go door to door.
经文仲话佢哋急忙去找。
They go with haste.
即系好认真去寻找真理。
They're very serious about pursuing the truth.
正常呢啲正常好难揾啫嘛，系嘛
？It's very hard to find without.
巴利行话大唔大，话细唔细。
Bethlehem, it's not that big, it's not that small either.
揾个马槽啊，要。
You have to find a manger.
家家都有马槽噶啦。
Every house, every home has.
有好多家屋企有动物噶嘛。
Every home has animals.
你点知边个系救世者啫
？How do you know which one is a savior?
又冇皇冠。
There's no crown.
又冇大嘅 birthday party banner.
There is no birthday banner.
即系逐家揾我要。
You basically have to go door to door.
我愿意去寻找。
Are you willing to pursue the truth?
七位朋友，你有冇愿意寻找呢个真相、呢个真理
？So everyone, are you willing to seek the truth?
如果神叫你分享福音，你有冇愿意认识更多咧
？If God asks you to share the gospel, are you willing to participate?
另外第三个咧，提到系一个传道嘅人。
And the third point is being a messenger.
经文咧提到佢话咧，佢就把他们见过之后，就把呢个关于孩子嘅说话传开了。
And a passenger talks about once they've seen it, they told everyone about the child.
即系即刻就将呢个话啲信息话俾人听。
They immediately spread the message.
佢系第一班将啲信息分开传俾人听嘅一班人，第一班人。
They're the first group of messenger that spread the gospel.
唔系三博士。
It wasn't the wise men.
唔系大祭司。
And weren't the priests.
唔系啲好识嘢嘅人。
It weren't a lot of, you know, it weren't.Of people with very high qualifications,
唔系圣经学者
，and word scholars，
系班低端人士，唔识嘢嘅人，或者系好低学历嘅人。
We're just a group of very unqualified and low-end people.
神就用呢班人
，and God used them.
今日神可以用我哋每一个
，and God today can use all of us.
圣诞节就话俾人听呢个咁紧要嘅信息。
Christmas is about spreading the gospel.
你唔好以为咧冇乜用喎。
Don't think that you're not qualified.
经文话咧，听见的人就稀奇佢哋所讲嘅嘢。
And everyone who heard what the shepherd said were surprised.
连玛利亚都被佢信息、被佢行动咧，所咧特别咧去震撼、反复思想。
And even Mary was surprised by the action and start to reflect on his words.
唔好低估你哋传福音嘅工作。
And do not underestimate the work.
神可以用牧羊人，神可以用你。
If God can use the shepherds, He can definitely use all of us.
所以去到咧明年我哋嘅主题。
And about our topic next year.
今年我哋讲到咧恩赐发掘各尽奇迹。
And this year we talk about equip to build.
我哋每个人都有唔同嘅恩赐可以去用。
And all of us have very different spiritual gifts.
唔系得牧师有恩赐啫。
Not just pastor have gifts.
我每个人都一齐侍奉，一齐都有用嘅恩赐。
We all have spiritual gifts which enable us to serve together.
啊，谂起啱啱睇完嘅 Star Wars 出戏。
And I thought about Star Wars.
Star Wars， 我以为只系某个家庭先有嗰啲 Force 最劲啊嘛。
We thought it's just about one family with Force.
唔一定系嘅。
Not necessarily.
Nobody 都可以有嘅。
No,
无名氏都可以有呢个能力。
A person with no name can also have power.
一定可以扭转呢个世界。
We could change the world.
神都系俾我哋唔同恩赐可以服侍。
God give us very different spiritual gifts.
所以到下年我哋嘅主题关于咧为主见证福音广传。
So the next year topic is to witness for God, for Christ.
所以希望咧透过我哋讲到牧羊人嗰个见证嗰、那个表现。
So we talk about the shepherds and how they react to the good news.
我哋可以下年一齐去将福音传开。
And next year we can use an examples to spread the gospel.
唔好睇小自己。
Do not underestimate yourself.
神可以将第一福音信息透呢班低端人士去传开。
If God can use this group of low-end people to spread the gospel,
神可以透过你，你系神嘅仔女。
You're the son of God, and God can definitely use you.
你有圣灵喺里边。
You have the Holy Spirit in you.
你经历过耶稣。
If you experience God,
你可以为佢作见证。
And you can witness Him.
有段嘅说话咁讲，神咧唔系呼召嗰啲好有料嘅人，反而咧会装备嗰啲神所呼召嘅人。
And there's a saying that I like a lot. It's called God doesn't call the qualified; He simply qualifies the called.
神呼召我哋每一个啊，出去为佢作见证。
And God call all of us to witness for Him.
神会俾我哋有恩典，有能力去做。
He'll give us, you know, the power to do what He wanted us to do.
愿唔愿意好似牧羊人一样，愿意有单纯嘅心去回应
？Are you willing to respond to God's calling, just like the shepherds?
佢今日嘅信息。两点嘅啫，好容易，好容易去认识同埋去记得。
So there's just two main points today.
记得上帝好愿意咧，与低端人或 outsider stranger 认同。
God is very willing to identify with the low-end people.
就更加愿意用呢班人眼中唔好掂嘅人，用佢哋去传福音。
And God is also most likely more than willing to use the low-end people to spread the gospel.
佢系第一班传福音嘅人。
The shepherds are the first group of people who spread the gospel.
盼望呢个故事圣经记载帮助我哋，鼓励我哋。
We hope that the story can inspire us.
一齐去将福音嚟传开。
And to spread the gospel.
我一齐记得入祈祷。
And let's pray.
多谢上帝。